that LK and KO4HX.
Is that LK? Good morning again.
Again. Sitting down here at the gate now waiting for the tool truck to warm up.
It's almost 80 degrees. It shouldn't take long.
Be long at all. Even when it's cold, it usually don't, but just think about just pulling in, getting in one and hammer down on it. I just can't do it.
It doesn't run as well either when you first crank it up. It needs to warm up a little bit.
Sorry, yawning. But yeah, they do. So, you got any plans for your next couple of days?
Most of us here, I think I told you that yesterday. He's here for a few days. We're going to go out to eat tonight. Most of the family is going to get together. I don't know. I don't think Ethan and Abby are coming, the ones with the new baby. But I'm pretty sure the rest of them will be there. So we're doing that tonight, and then I'm going to hang out with Joseph a little bit in the morning. I got to work tomorrow night, and I think he's leaving Friday, maybe. He might be leaving Saturday. I'm not sure.
It's good that you're getting to spend some time with him while he's in, so enjoy what you can of it. That's all you can do.
Other than going out to trip we made out a few weeks ago, I haven't seen him probably in a year and a half, because he didn't come. He tries to come at Christmas time. He wasn't able to last Christmas because of work, but so it's been a little while, so it's nice to see him again.
Once they get older, all you can do is take advantage of what little time you can get, you know, just like everything else, life gets in the way.
Good morning, Shane. Good morning, Patrick. KA3JCA.
Days in a row. Good morning, Richard. Very nice to hear you this morning.
Richard, KA4HX. Good to hear you.
Patrick, I was going to try to jump on again this morning and actually just walk out the door to head to work. So I figured I'll be turning the radio volume up. It was on. I just had it turned down. So back over to you, Shane. KA3JCA.
Hear you. I've missed hearing you. It's been a little while. And of course, I take breaks too. I usually have the radio on, but I don't always get on and talk. But I do enjoy listening to people, hearing the regulars on there. I try to be a little bit of a regular. Go ahead, Patrick.
There's days that I'm listening, but I don't say a whole lot. But It's like Shane, it's good to listen to everybody else and keep up with what's going on, and just, you know, sometimes you just need to take a break.
Oh, I agree with that very much so. But, of course, Shane, I know we didn't get a chance yesterday, but I was in the emergency room a week ago, so just some issues with sugars and chest pain and pain radiating down the arm, but everything turned out normal. Came home after about 6 to 8 hours at the ER, and just kind of been laying back, taking it easy. Told Patrick I've been doing some online testing just to keep busy. I'm actually scheduling. I do testing every Saturday here at the house. So I do online and in-person testing every Saturday at 4 p.m. So, but other than that, that's pretty much what's going on. KA3JCN Group.
I'm glad everything was fine. I'm sorry you went through that little issue. Sometimes you can spend 4 to 6 hours sitting in the waiting room at the emergency room. So sounds like if you were gone, that you weren't sitting in the waiting room that whole time. That's good. And when it comes back around to you, are you testing people from all over? When you say internet testing, how does that work? Just when it comes back around to you, maybe you can tell me, and I'll turn it over to Patrick.
I'm pulling out now, heading down the road, so go ahead, Richard.
Basically, just like with anything, you need to be a general or an extra to be a volunteer examiner. And I test with like four different companies, VECs. I test with W5YI, ARRL, GARG, and Laurel. And I do online testing and in-person testing. And I have little Amazon Fire tablets because everything's now electronic. So no paper, everything. If you do an in-person testing, you come to the house, you take the test right on the tablet. You usually know right away whether you pass or fail. By the time it's submitted, you'll have a call sign in a couple of days. If it's not local, like the other day, I tested some people from Georgia and Washington State, so it's done online. Can we just connect through Zoom and do it that way? KA3JCA.
Good. Thank you for what you're doing for ham radio, amateur radio. If it weren't for the volunteers like that, a lot of people would have trouble getting into it. So I need to start studying for the extra. I think they just changed the question pool this month, I believe. And I need to go ahead and I'd kind of like to knock that out. I've spent the last, well, it's been 2 years now working on Morse code, year and a half. And I've gotten pretty comfortable with it. I know it's a lifelong thing, so I'm not where I'd like to be, but I'm able to use it and able to communicate fairly efficiently with it. So I wanted to get that under my belt, but yes, my next step I think is to go ahead and try to upgrade.
Is there nobody picked it up here? Yeah, I there's a lot of different programs out there, you know, different books. I know that we recommend Gary, W4EEY's YouTube videos to a lot of hams. We also recommend hamstudy.org, which is a free account, and you can study. It's got the question pool on there. And it's nice because when you choose study mode, it asks you the question. If you get it right, you'll find that it starts asking you the questions you get correctly less often, and the questions you keep missing, it'll put them back in the rotation more frequently to help you improve your study. We also tell you that, you know, if you get 100% seed of the aptitude or the overall seed to 100%, you'll see all, there's 602 questions in the extra question pool. And if you get your aptitude of about 88% when you're practicing, that you should have no problems taking it online.
Check that out. What was the last one you said, the one that filters out the questions that you get right, filters them out more?
Go into the hamstudy.org and you create your free account. It actually keeps track of it. So they have what's called study mode. They have practice, and then they have a practice test and questions. So you can look at the questions by the elements 1 through 0 or 1 through 10, and you can look at the sub-elements A, B, C, D, E, just depending on which ones are what for the actual header, and study individual questions if you have weak areas. But as far as the study mode, that's the study mode is the one that just starts throwing you questions. You answer it. If you know it, fine. It'll ask you the less often. If you get it wrong, it's going to ask you. It also has a little bent-over paper tab on the corner of that that will give you hints to why you got it wrong, so you kind of know, you can kind of read for it right there while you're studying.
Check that out. And Patrick, did you ever take your extra after taking the class?
I did not. Just couldn't get it time-wise, and just wasn't working out for me.
That didn't you? I was just curious because I meant to ask you that a while ago. All right, Richard, I appreciate the information, and I'm going to jump out and get some fuel, get some of that liquid gold here. I'll be back in just a minute. I'll let you guys have it at 4ZLK.
We'll catch you when you get back in here. Back to you, Patrick, KA3JCA.
Be careful out there. They like to rob you of those things. And good to hear you this morning if I don't get to talk to you again. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, I meant to ask you if Kid was on this morning, but then I remembered before he even come out of my mouth that you told me he was on vacation. So, and then like I told you yesterday, Chandler got a new vanity call sign, so it's Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha November. So you'll probably hear that on the radio if you haven't already heard it. And let's see here, what else is going on? Sally, she's getting ready to go on a trip to Colorado again to go out to work with that student that she used to take care of. So she's going out like toward the end of August. And Ashley's working full-time for a mortgage company, so she's staying busy. And we're still trying to get her to study for her extra, but that's still kind of pulling a little bit of teeth too hard, I guess.
Need a commitment to do that, and not a small one at that.
I've even tried to entice her. I told her, I said, hey, look, as your dad, your mom and I would like you to get it. I'm not going to force her to get it, but we'd like her to get it because she could be a great asset to the team. And I even told her that, hey, look, I'll buy you your own HF radio, because that's what I did for Sally. I bought her her own HF radio, even though she doesn't use it much. I've set it up. She's gotten on the radio and made some contacts. One day Jerry was over here in 4JBM, and Jerry and I were throwing our calls out. Nobody would answer us. Sally gets on there and throws her call sign out. They answered the YL. So as soon as she finished transmitting, she's like, I got two other operators. So the station took Jerry and I for a check-in. But I showed her that, look, women that get on the HF or radio, people want to make contact with them and log their queue. So I'm telling her, trying to get her to help me out, KH3JCA.
And you hear the female voice on your attention.
Do you do any FT8 at all, Patrick?
I don't really do FT8. I have the capabilities. I have done it. I spend more time, if I'm doing digital, with JSA call or something around that area.
I haven't tried JSA yet, but I did get into FT8. And after I watched several YouTube videos and a couple friends got me hooked on it, got it all set up. So there's times I sit here for 2 or 3 hours and just let it call CQ. And I'll watch the screen, and I'm just amazed at the number of people that come back to me. And like I said, I'm running that little Diamond BB7 Victor. It's a little 22-foot vertical HF beam, or not beam, but HF vertical that's omnidirectional. And it's it goes from 80 to 6 meters. So it's, and the SWR is pretty much 1.7 and below across all the band. So I do have an automatic tuner that does auto tune to get it a little lower, but still, I could use it without the auto tuner if I had to.
And like I said, I can do FT8, but I like doing JSA call because you can carry on a conversation. Keyboard to keyboard, but it's based off the FT8. It's got the weak signal propagation of FT8, but it gives you the ability to send small messages like text messages.
That is an advantage, because I miss the old where you could carry on a QSO, get to know a little bit about the ham you're talking to. But I did manage to get, I don't know if you worked, there was a DX expedition here a while back on Easter Island, and I was able to work him on 4 bands, and I finally got the QSO confirmation back about a week ago.
Say that I did, like I told you last night, I don't get on there doing any of that stuff at all. You mentioned contest, and I'll turn it off.
So much a contest on that. These are rare de-expedition islands where people try to get the contact just to get it so that they can work all countries, all continents, states, or islands and stuff like that. Yeah, when I was younger, I used to do the contesting big time, like the VHF, UHF contesting, 6-meter contest, I don't even know if they still have it, but like the QSO parties that each state usually runs. I mean, I used to be a diehard where there was weekends that I would start Friday after work and run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and not hardly sleep at all, KA3JCA.
I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me in the least bit, so I just stay away from it. And the de-expeditions, but I never done it.
What did I grab it there? That's just like I knew about it, and I guess I just totally forgot about it or slipped my mind. It actually, somebody actually reminded me Friday about the 13 colonies, and I've always wanted to work that. I think Jerry mentioned it to me last year. I think Jerry got it last year. I don't know if he did it this year. But I figured, well, let me try it. And I think if I were to put a dipole up, I would have done a little bit better than the vertical. But again, I think with the vertical, I'm either too close to some of the eastern states where I have no problems talking to California, Washington, and Indiana, and up in Massachusetts and Maine area. But like when I try to collect Delaware, Maryland, North and South Carolina, it's just like the vertical goes right over the close states.
Get something with a high angle takeoff so you can get this close in stuff.
And then I started putting together, have you ever done POTA? Enjoy, because I mean, I get on the radio, I make the contacts. Basically, you're just given your signal reported state, and they give you your park number, their call sign. But I log it on my end, but at the same time, it gets logged through the POTA activator, not the hunter. And I've gotten like 3 awards on POTA that way. Which is kind of neat, but I actually started putting together a little kit so that, not so much that I can, but Sally and Ashley, I bought a 100 amp hour battery, and I got the radio and coax, and I got a little, I wish I could show it to you. I got a little black case. It's probably 11 by 14, and it's an antenna on it, and it's 40 through 6 meters.
I'm building you a little go kit. That's good. I've dabbled with that one a little bit. Mine's not in a box, it's in a bag, so I can throw it on my backpack, but use it for field day and that kind of stuff. And if I wanted to go do POTA or Summit, it's on the area, you could do that.
Probably will backpack too far from the vehicle, but I basically bought one of those 27-gallon tubs from Home Depot, you know, like the black with the yellow lids and so forth. Just to, like, I could put the radio, some connectors. I got a couple spools of the RG8X coax in there, some fuses, some electrical tape, just something that she could pull up to one of the parks, set up on a picnic table. A lot of places you can't put spikes or nails in the ground or hang stuff in the trees. So everything that I've got is kind of, you can set up on a little tripod next to the table, and that way if there's anything to you, you can take it down. But most of the time, if you do what you're supposed to, we've never had any problems with the park rangers. KA3JCA.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to notify them or ask to be there to do anything like that in the parks?
They common courtesy that you just let the sheriff know, or not the sheriff, I'm sorry, the park ranger know that you're there. And usually they'll just ask you to set up somewhere where it's not as, where a lot of foot traffic is and stuff like that. Because they don't want people having to walk over cables or walk into wires or antennas and stuff like that. So it just depends on if it's a busy holiday. They've had some rangers that have just asked people not to set up during the, like a Labor Day weekend or a Memorial Day weekend, stuff like that. There's certain times of the season that they recommend that you don't do it, but a lot of park rangers are okay with it as long as you don't interfere with their normal business or traffic.
I remember something about that in the question pool for the extra class. You're supposed to notify or ask or something.
It has in the POTA regulations, too, that you just reach out and touch the park ranger. I've seen it, too, where people, you know, get to talk to a park ranger, and he'll tell you no, just because he's not familiar with what amateur radio is. But it's also, it comes back to some of the amateurs that are talking to the rangers. They go in with the attitude, well, I've got an FCC-issued government license to talk on the radio, if the ranger's like, whoop-dee-doo, you know. So it just depends on how you approach it, how you communicate with the ranger. You go in there with a cocky attitude, he's probably going to give you a cocky answer.
You usually get met with the same attitude that you asked the question. So that's just the way of life.
Okay.
Go ahead there. I paused long enough to see if you would come back. Go ahead, Shane.
Listening to the POTA conversation. I enjoy hunting the POTAs. That's why I've been... That's kind of how I started practicing CW, making some contacts, you know, easy contacts that way. I'd kind of like to do it someday, go out and start activating some parks. Got a couple right near me. Wouldn't take long to get to them.
Go to the POTA.app on your web browser. You can actually pull up the map, and there's a procedure, and if you need it one day, I can walk you through. But you can download just the parks that are for South Carolina and load them into Google Maps or MapQuest. I think it's one of the two. But you could just generate the map where it'll only show you just South Carolina parks. And then, like, a friend of mine showed me that trick. But what he does is he sits there and he goes through it. He picks four or five parks that are close to one another, and he marks them, like, I'm going to use the color purple. Then he'll take another one, another four or five, and mark them orange. And so different days of the week, he'll go hit one group, and he tries to activate each park within one day. And, of course, you need just a minimum of 10, but he tries to get, like, 15 to activate the park. And if he's doing good, he'll stay around. But if he's not, he'll get enough to activate the park and then move to the next park. But he tries to get four parks, but he's trying to do all the parks for the state of Tennessee.
Working them, I see a lot of the same guys. I make contacts with a lot of the same guys, but they'll be in different parks. And some of them are... Some of them actually made it across the country. They've been on trips, and I've worked them from the East Coast to the West Coast. Not every park that they've stopped at, but, you know, they're on a nice long drive or vacation. And, like, I just worked you three, four states over a couple days ago.
I was going to say, that sounds like it'd be pretty interesting, chasing somebody across the country on the radio.
See, get on there. A lot of people will post their itinerary, where they're heading and what they're planning on doing. But I will tell you that there are so many parks across the U.S. that people are literally now part of their travel. They're including POTA stops on the way going. And like I said, it's just sometimes long enough. They only need a minimum of 10 contacts, I believe it is, to activate the park. And then they get also points if they get park to park and so forth like that. I forget, somebody was just telling me they needed one state. They didn't have it, and they just happened to bring their handheld and turn it on, Simplex, and turned it on. And there was a park within Simplex across the river from where he was at, and he got the last state or something that he needed to work on POTA to make it count. So it has its ups and downs. KA3JCA.
Been here. Let me see if I got it. I'm going to have to jump out. I'm at my first stop, and they're rolling in already. But, Richard, good to talk to you this morning. Shane, good to talk to you. And look forward to talking to both of you on down the log. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3.
Enjoyed it. 10-4ZLK.
You have a great day today, and maybe I'll talk to you throughout the day. So... But, Shane, yeah, if you're still doing the traveling in the evening to Georgia and back, I don't know, I haven't talked to you in a while, so I didn't know if you changed shifts or chose a different driving destination or cycle. But, yeah, when you're actually sitting and waiting, you sound like the type of person that has somewhat of an extensive background in some electronics and understanding theory and everything, and the rules and regulations, that you could probably study for 2 weeks in that extra question pool and probably take the test and pass it.
There's a couple places that I sit for a little bit. Once I head to Georgia, when I'm down there, I'm usually not sitting much down there. And the later later into the night I get, the harder it is to concentrate on that stuff. A couple of years ago, I actually was watching some of Gary's videos. Excuse me. I was playing the videos. I had the phone turned away, so I couldn't watch it while I was driving. I was listening to his video. That's what I'm trying to say. Pulled up YouTube and had it playing while I was driving, but not watching it. And but certain, you know, when it gets later in the evening or later in the night, when the longer into the night I get, the harder it is to really focus on that.
It is. Well, like I said, I tried to encourage Sally because, you know, she's trying to take care of me, and she was working her daytime job from basically 8 to 5, and then she'd get done and, you know, get her shower, get cleaned up, make dinner for the family, and then she wanted to sit down and relax, and I would have to, like, prod her a little bit. Come on, just put an hour in then if you're going to do it. I said, you know, we talked about doing this. If you could do 2 hours, please do it. But if you could only do an hour, that's fine. But so she, just that little bit of prodding helped her. Like I said, 30 days, and she was able to take it, pass it.
Well, congratulations to her. I don't know if I knew that she got her extra. I knew she got the general. I remember that. So congratulations to her. And talking about POTA, yes, I do still go to Georgia. Go down to Atlanta, and there's a repeater in Gainesville that I've gotten to know several people on, and I was out in Vegas a couple weeks ago. My oldest was graduating from an Air Force weapons school, so we went out there for that, and one of the guys from Gainesville was out there working. He was out in Vegas for work, and he happened to post on a little social media group that they have. It said he was going up to a park to activate, and it was up at, it's called Mount Charleston. It's outside of Vegas. It's up about 5,000 feet up in elevation from Vegas, and we actually drove up there the night before to take a look at it. It was interesting, but he drove up there to activate POTA.
Well, several of the friends that I test with are so active at POTA that literally, my friend Will, he's from Tennessee, you'll probably hear him. He's actually learning CW2, Whiskey 4 Echo Tango Alpha, and he's learning, he's practicing Morse code and doing that on, I think he has a little Zygu 90 radio and so forth that he uses, low QRP radio, 10 watt, but he basically, everywhere he goes, he takes that little antenna that I was telling you about that I just purchased. It fits in a little black, it's almost like the size of a 12-inch iPad case with a handle. And you unzip it, and everything's all put together. The little rods, you just screw them together, lay out your ground radials, and boom, it sits up in a matter of seconds. I mean, a three-year-old could do it. That's how easy it is.
Okay, I heard you mention something when I was pumping fuel. I had the door open. What bands is that antenna again? What band does it cover?
There's 40 meters through 6 meters, but I did buy the 80-meter coil that screws on it. So it will actually go from 80 to 6 meters.
If you get a chance, if you think about it, maybe send me a link or something on that. I think you've got my text, my phone number. If you don't mind, I'd be interested in that. I know a lot of people have HF rigs, you know, in a mobile, and a lot of them will just drive into the park. You can, you know, you can activate it as long as you're within the property, and they'll do it just sitting in their vehicle, which to me is, you know, would be fun, but I kind of like the idea of having a little pack that you can hike out to and, or, you know, move out, either a picnic table or take a chair and go sit out in the middle of a field or something in a park and do it. I think that would be a fun way of doing it as well.
Gee, I don't know if you heard it, but I heard Bill on the 610 repeater, but my friend Bill, KQ1S, lives over here in Belton, B-E-L-T-O-N, over there near Williamsburg and Powdersville. I think it's over that, down that part of the South Carolina. But He has a Jeep, but he takes a portable radio, but he actually hooks it into his Atis 120 antenna that is actually on his Jeep. But he gets out of the vehicle and hooks it up to a battery, and hooks it up to, like, sets it on the table, then just runs the cable over to his car that way. But, yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing for Sally. I'm trying to make it so that she just pulls this tub out, she can set it on a picnic table, set it up, and then start working, and then when she's done, put it all back in the little 27-gallon tub from Home Depot and put it back in the car and drive home.
Good. That sounds like a good option. And no, I don't know KQ1S. I know where Belton is. I used to live in Williamson years ago. But, and then your friend W4ETA, that's a great CW call. And that's what I hardly ever, I don't think I've worked much POTA. In fact, I know I haven't worked many sideband POTA. But if he ever gets on CW and works POTA from that, if I ever see his call, I'll remember it. That's an easy call to remember.
He was a paramedic up in Tennessee. I forget what he does now, but like I said, usually not so much Friday night, but Saturdays and Sundays, if it's not bad weather or raining, he's usually trying to activate 4 to 6 parks that weekend. And he'll start off with sideband, and he'll do a little bit of FTA. He gets on 6 meters and 2 meters at UHF and does some POTA that way. And then occasionally, like I said, he's been trying to learn Morse code all over again because I guess he never knew it back then. And him and I both, I downloaded an app for my iPhone, but you can get it for the Android. It's called, you get the whole package, you could purchase the app for about $12, and then there's a thing called Morris Chat that goes along with Morris Media, and it's like $5, but for the whole package, so I can sit here now and practice my Morris code, and instead of typing a text out, I actually tap the code out, and it sends it to Will, and then he has to, it gives him like 3 tries to see if he can read what I sent him, and if not, it's got a little help or cheat button. You could say, what did Richard send?
Sounds pretty cool. I use an app to practice with called Ham Morse, and it was pretty effective. I still pull it up every once in a while, even driving down the road. It'll give you news headlines if you want, or it'll just a string of call signs and what else. It'll send like a conversation between, or one side of a conversation, like somebody that I called, and they send back all their information. And I'm trying to work on head copying while I'm driving. I'll do that a little bit. It's coming along. I've made a lot of interesting contacts across the country. A lot of conversations. It's been a lot of fun. Met a lot of nice people.
But before I moved from Delaware to Florida and South Carolina and stuff like that, when I lived up in Delaware, I had a Chevy S10 Blazer, and of course I had 2 meters 440, KPRS, 6 meters HF. I ran an ICOM 706 Mark II, and I bought the Heil set, and I had a key that I could strap to my leg. And I didn't try to send Morse code back then when I was driving, but I would practice, when I, pulled off or took breaks, or like if I was traveling to go to Connecticut to see Mom and Dad. But I tried to stay slow. I did get my code with it for my extra, 20 words a minute, but then after I did that, I got out of it. I just didn't practice it. So it's starting to come back to me. Everybody's been encouraging me to get back into it, so that's what I'm trying to do. KA3JCA.
It's the most fun I have in ham radio. I mean, I enjoy this too, obviously, enjoy talking to friends, but when I sit down at my desk, I hardly ever go on sideband. I usually just turn on and start looking around for some Morse code or send CQ. So anyway, Richard, I'm pulling in the driveway. I'm going to go in and get a shower and go to bed and enjoy talking to you this morning. It's really nice to hear you again. Please say hello to Sally and Ashley, and hope you have a good day. Don't be a stranger. We'll look forward to hearing you again. KA3JCA, N4ZLK.
Sorry, Shane, 73 to you, and tell your wife hello, and we said hi, and hope the family's doing well, and I'll pass all the hellos to Sally and Ashley, and we will catch you later, sir, and I'll get that link to you on those two antennas. So I think it was a JPC-750, and I forget, an MP-12 or something like that, but I'll get the links to them, and then I'll send it to your text. KA3JCA.